what do you call the thing that you put a baby in to...
Carriage, a crib, mm-hmm. either
one. The one to two while I push him around?
Yes, and that's a carriage. And of course the crib is one to sleep in.
Mm-hmm. And if you going someplace with the baby, you say, well, I'll put him in the carriage and what?
See, if I'm going to do what?
If you're going someplace with the baby, you say, well, I'll put him in the carriage
in
and
the
what?
Carriage, yeah. Mm-hmm. To keep from toting it in my arm.
And if a woman's going to have a baby, you say she's what?
Pregnant.
And are there any other words, kind of joking words you might use or anything?
Well, I might say she's soon to live.
Any different words you would use if she's not married?
No, I just say that girl is pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What if there were young children around? Would you still say she's pregnant, or would you say some other way?
In family way.
In family way?
Yeah.
And if you don't have a doctor to deliver the baby, you get a woman to help out, what would you call her?
Midwife.
You remember any older words for that? Or?
No, midwife is all they call them, midwife. Well, there's another word to use, the granny.
Granny?
Yeah.
And if a child's lost both his parents, what do you say is what?
Well, that child has lost both of his parents, and so that child is an orphan child.
Mm-hmm.
In one way you could put it, because all of his parents is dead. Yeah.
And if the court appoints somebody to look out for him, what do you call that person?
If somebody come to look out for him?
If the court appoints somebody
Well, that's an adopted child. Oh, yeah, right. Adopted mother.
And,
because it wasn't hers.
If someone adopts a child and you know, you go through the process so that you're legally responsible for the child, and you say you're that child's what?
Well, now now you can call that a foster child because she didn't birth the child, and she would have to go through the ordinary court that she would be legally hers.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, somebody else could come along and claim it or something like that. So go through the ordinary court and then she'd be, it would be hers legally.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, why it would be illegal? Because some people would give a child to a person. And then after that child get grown and you done raise it, then they want it.
Mm-hmm.
And see, well now if you want to pay that person for the time for raising that child and you're willing to give it to you, you can't just take it.
If you've got a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces and your children around and everything, you say, well this town is just full of my what?
Say what that?
You got a lot of cousins and nieces and nephews that live around here. You say this town is just full of my...
Oh, full of relatives.
Your relatives?
Yeah.
And,
they're related to me, don't you see? So it's a relative.
And then if it's somebody that's not a relative, you might say, well, he may have the same name and he may even look like me, but actually he's...
He's not mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a few names. The name of the mother of Jesus?
Yeah.
The name of the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
And that's an old song, Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Nelly.
Nelly. What about a nickname for someone named William?
Yeah.
A nickname for somebody named William.
William, it's a bell.
And any other nicknames for him?